Good afternoon, and welcome to St. John Lutheran Church for this, our second Lenten midweek service after Ash Wednesday. Special thank you to our second and third graders from our school. I think they knew that chorus very well, so it was great to hear that. Thank you for your energy and your proud singing. We appreciate that as a good way to start off our time here this afternoon. We do follow an order of service, Divine Service Setting 1. It'll begin on page 151 in our hymnals. We do have a meal that follows this service. It is tacos down in the fellowship hall. It's hosted by our school board, so we give thanks to God for an opportunity to enjoy some good food and fellowship. Another opportunity for that is this coming Monday for the next Eat Night for our school. That'll take place at Texas Roadhouse here in Champaign. And flyers for that are available on the table as you exit the sanctuary here this afternoon. Special thank you. Oh, Mr. Williams is there on the organ. I saw Eli before, so I wanted to make sure I knew who was up there. But thank you for being here and for all of you making the way through the rain for our service this afternoon. We sing hymn 420 as our opening hymn, Christ, the Life of All the Living, verses 1, 6, and 7. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of hope, in Christ's resurrection from death to life, you have restored your fallen creation and raised up to life a people marked for death. Fill us with thanksgiving that we, who by the rescue of your grace have been made new, may delight in your ways. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the second Lenten midweek service is from Exodus chapter 34. So Moses cut two tablets of stone like the first, and he rose early in the morning and went up on Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand two tablets of stone. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation. And Moses quickly bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. And he said, if now I have found favor in your sight, O Lord, please let the Lord go in the midst of us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your inheritance. And he said, behold, I am making a covenant before all your people. I will do marvels, such as have not been created in all the earth or in any nation. And all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it is an awesome thing that I will do with you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 2. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children God has given me. Since, therefore, the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. Mark, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And they went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." Going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard." When he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and he kissed him. And they laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." And they all left him and fled. And a young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body. And they seized him, but he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And now as the hymn of the day is sung.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From Mark chapter 1. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. This is our text. For our second Lenten midweek service now, following Ash Wednesday, we are taken back to the baptism and the temptation of Jesus. These events certainly do mark the beginning of the ministry of our Lord Jesus. So why? Why was Jesus baptized and why was he tempted? The answer, of course, is the same as the question of why he was conceived and born here into this world. It was all done for us. More words from the book of Hebrews, this time from chapter 2, clearly state Jesus' work is for us, for mankind. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but the offspring of Abraham. So Jesus has come here for us and for our salvation. It began with his incarnation, as foretold first in Genesis chapter 3, where the promise of Satan's destroyer was first made. Again, we hear it in the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 7, where the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. As we heard in our focus from last week, the second verse of our theme hymn, "He sent no angel to our race of higher or of lower place, but wore the robe of human frame, and to this world himself he came." Now born here into this world for us baptized. The hymn continues. Jesus was baptized in uniformity with us. He who had no sin needed no baptism. But we who have much sin needed Jesus to be baptized for us. In so doing, he became sin for us, stepping into our stead and our place, bearing the full load of our sin in his own holy body to the cross. And so when you were baptized into Christ Jesus, into his death, Paul says in Romans chapter 6. And so when Jesus died on the cross, you died upon the cross. When he rose again from the dead, you were right there with him, rising again from the dead. Jesus' own robe of righteousness covers over you. And so you are blameless. You are innocent in the sight of God because of his dear Son, Jesus. Having been baptized, Jesus then was driven out into the wilderness, Mark's gospel tells us, but not by Satan, but by God the Holy Spirit. The Greek word translated there as driven literally means to throw out. So the Spirit of God threw Jesus out into the wilderness. It was just like the Israelites from of old, having been set free from slavery in Egypt. They were then going through the waters of the Red Sea, baptismal waters, as Paul would later equate. They were taken then out into the wilderness of Sinai. But Jesus himself did not go reluctantly out into the wilderness. He was ready. He knew exactly what it all would mean. He knew what was needed, and he was willing. For us he bore his holy fast and hungered sore. The Israelites had wandered for 40 years on simple manna and quail. Jesus went for 40 days without any food at all, sorely tired and sorely hungry, relying on no human will or power. Jesus clung to the word of God alone. For us, temptation sharp he bore. Mark records none of the actual temptations that the Lord Jesus faced against Satan in the wilderness, but he simply states that Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days being tempted by Satan. Hearing that, for over a solid month, the Lord Jesus was tempted in every way that we are. And temptations are not simply thoughts that come in and out and go away quickly, leaving no damage behind. You and I, we know the agony of facing temptations in this life. You and I know what accompanies such temptation, the circumstances and the conditions that the devil and his demons use to attack. Jesus endured all of these as well. He himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Jesus endured temptation so that he could help you and me when we are thus tempted, for he knows all that we endure, all that we go through. And for us, the tempter overthrew. In addition to being able to help us through the midst of our temptations, the Lord Jesus was tempted so that he could overthrow the tempter, overthrow Satan himself, defeat him once and for all. And so Jesus lived out the entirety of God's law, his perfection and righteousness completely. Jesus resisted each and every temptation that Satan could throw at him, so that there was no weapon left to use against Jesus. Even death, that wage of sin, could not defeat or hold on to Christ for long. Jesus bore the death for all and the death of all, every last bit of death that is owed for every single sin ever that has been committed was meted out to Jesus. He took it all upon himself for you. No questions asked, no reluctance, and no hesitation. From the third verse of the Lenten hymn, "A lamb goes uncomplaining forth," these words are granted to us. "Yes, Father, yes, most willingly I'll bear what you command me. My will conforms to your decree. I'll do what you have asked me." That is the wondrous and amazing love of God that is revealed in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. This love of God certainly contrasts with the wickedness of this broken world. You and I, we know the depths of our own sin. We know the weight and the burden of the sins of others around us. We suffer the consequences of those who care not for the word of God or love his righteousness. And it is a heavy load to bear. And yet Jesus knew it even more. Yes, Jesus endured the lying and the slandering and the betraying of his own beloved disciples, of his own religious leaders, of his own chosen people. But he also entered into this world knowing the full hatred of mankind toward God. Before the flood, God announced that he knew every inclination of man's heart was only evil all the time. And as Solomon wrote, "There's nothing new under the sun." Our sinful desires, our sinful treachery, have not changed. They will continue to exist in these bodies of death until the Lord Jesus returns on the last day. But even knowing all of this, true vileness and treachery, the Lord Jesus came. No, not to lord it over us, not to show us a better way or a better path, not to show us to try harder in this life, not to judge us or to condemn us, but in order to save us. The Father offers up his Son, desiring our salvation. O love, how strong you are to save. You lay the one into the grave who built the earth's foundation. No love can compare with the love of God. We cannot fathom how great, how deep, how wide it is. But we are truly, truly blessed to receive that great love and the joy that comes from knowing Christ as God's dear Son, the love of God made into us, into our flesh. Many got to see that love of God firsthand in person. They got to hear his voice, touch his flesh, see his face. You now get to know that same love of God through his holy word, through the waters of holy baptism, and through his own flesh and blood he feeds to you in his supper. That is the same Jesus, the love of God, the one who comes here to his people, to you, to dwell in your midst, now and forevermore. Amen. The peace that passes all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We stand together to confess the creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray now for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord Jesus, you did not visit this created world to show your power over it. Rather, it was done for us fallen creatures, along with everything you endured and all that you experienced. Grant us such an overwhelming sense of gratitude that we think, speak, and live each day as your true brothers and sisters. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, grant wisdom and competence to all earthly authorities, including the President, Congress, the judiciary, and all state and local government officials, that they may work on behalf of those whom they serve. Be especially with the men and women of our armed forces, our police and fire protection agencies, along with all medical personnel. Grant them protection in their work and give peace and contentment to them and their families. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, ruler of all things and God of all consolation, your Son healed every manner of infirmity and disease, and so displayed your mercy toward the sick and the suffering. Mercifully come to the aid of your servants, especially those we name now in our hearts. According to your merciful will, grant them to be delivered from illness, restored to health, strengthened in faith, and to offer you thanks and praise with a grateful heart. Lord, in your mercy. Deliver us, O Lord, from temptation to manage and control the troubles and uncertainties of this mortal life, and grant us faith and trust in you, that our peace may come not from the things around us, but from the grace and mercy you have manifested upon the cross once for all. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you give life to the dead and have united the faithful of all ages in the body of Christ. As you shelter all the saints in the arms of your mercy, so comfort us who await your final victory over death and the life of the world to come. Lord, in your mercy. Father of all grace, you provide the food we need on our pilgrimage through this life in the supper of your Son's body and blood. Grant that as we receive this gift this day, we may be granted the forgiveness of all our sins, the strengthening of our faith, and the power to resist temptation and live life according to your will. Lord, in your mercy. Into your gracious hands we commend ourselves and all those for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated now as the tithes and offerings are collected.
Thank you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and of might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, hosanna, hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
We stand to sing the post-communion. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Receive it as a closing hymn and song.